somebody else buy the house, pay the taxes, get the house rehab, house whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the state of Florida is going to send you a letter stating that, oh, none of this house is hit by, you know, owed to you, whatever case is.
Yeah.
But think about it. You don't stay in the house, Combo. You're going to get the letter?
No.
You won't get it. That's how it works. It's, I'm going to tell you. I've been learning so much shit. Stopped on this business too. I've been learning so much shit about how money works and shit that we don't know about. But the actual in reality though, Ms. Waiters and Gene is still entitled to that money because it was their house.
So what is that money coming from?
The state. You got to look at the thing.
I have to look at that. Dude. That's like
it sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does. It really
it
does.
It sounds real crazy.
It's a loophole.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It's a loophole. If you don't read the fine print of that motherfucking auction estate, and you don't get that letter, you ain't gonna be out of, you gonna be on Schitt's Creek.
No, you don't move on. You know, you
house. Yeah, you don't move. Yeah.
You ain't think about it no more.
That's crazy.
That's why a lot of houses be sitting.
But yeah, man, I've been looking into it. I really think I'm gonna try it. I let that Jacksonville, Duval County last night. Man, they got a motherfucking house on there. I don't know what the house looked like. I just got a picture of it, like a replica of it, what it's supposed to look like. $36.10.
Mm-hmm. Probably in the crime-infested red neighborhood or some shit. It'd be like that.
Like $36.10 for a house?
Yeah.
And then if the
might
people,
one in,
if the people want to come and buy it back from you, it's whatever. After that. What kind of price you want to put on it? I gotta do some more researching into it because I think that's what I'm gonna try to do, dog. I'm gonna test it.
That's pretty much the same, some of the thing I'm talking about, but it's on the backside of it.
It's basically like flipping.
Yeah.
Flipping. It's kind of that same kind of market aspect of it. So I don't know. I really been thinking about it though, man. And the asset recovery, I seen that on a social media page, one of them videos on YouTube where the dude was like, are you tired of staying at home? Are you tired of going to seminars? Listen to these people sell you all this. He said, I'm going to show you right now. So I sat there and watched it for like 4 minutes, a little video. And he had some good points. And a black dude, 18 years old.
I've been watching him. I've been watching the nigga TJ Millionaire. You ever watch him?
I ain't never seen TJ Millionaire.
Oh, no, black dude, loaded. Put it this way. His house, from his house, he looked down on Ed Murphy, Mark Wahlberg, Ashton Kutcher. He looked down on them from his house. See what I'm saying?
Nah, he got his money.
Motivational speaker, just doing different shit. Stocks, taxes, you know, all kind of shit.
Kind of tall black guy?
Bald head.
Yeah, I seen him. Goatee like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Got a little goatee, all those 10 months.
He be on private planes and shit all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen him.
Well, he just did one with this nigga, Swaggy C. Swaggy C, a 25-year-old millionaire.
How did Swaggy C get his money before
you? Day trading. Stocks.
Really?
Bonds, mutual funds. Let's see, the thing is not, with your money, you need to take you about $2,000. Like, real ASAP. And convert it into digital currency. Put it in Bitcoin. Don't touch it. If you Bitcoin stay up, go up higher. I know off 500, you have in a year's time, you have like $3,000.
So you gonna put two in now? 2,000 times
have
3.
$13,000.
Yeah.
Then what you do is you let it sit. You don't buzz it. Let it sit. Let it earn money. Because Bitcoin is where the future.
What is Bitcoin closing at right now, you know? Like, what was their stock on the... What they closed
17,000, something like that.
So that went up. Because last time I looked at Bitcoin, it's been a minute.
12, 13.
It was a minute. It was like $9,000.
Yeah, they went up from that. I think I had to zoom in. That's why I learned all that shit with that Bitcoin. That. Like Sean, said, man, a beast on that day trade. I need to holler his ass. I hollered at Cleve about it, and he like, shit, my brother, nigga. That's what you need to holler at.
That shit's all a gamble, man. It's all a gamble. Yeah. Anything's a gamble.
All of us a game.
Yeah. And who gonna survive? How much can you take?
Like, I want to bet me some stocks right now, but I'm scared. Because I know they're blowing the market.
And you can hit on stocks right now, dog. So many people are hitting on little stocks, little percentages of stocks. And that's the thing. People don't know what they're getting. Some people go to these websites and sign up for stocks. But y'all think y'all getting a stock, but y'all getting like a half a share.
Yeah.
Y'all getting a partial share, which is really nothing. Because you're going to make a couple hundred dollars, but compared to what you could have made if you had the whole stock.
The crazy part about it is, that's how it's designed.
That's the flaw in the system.
It's only a flaw for us. It's not a flaw for the white man.
You think so?
I know so. Bro, you were...
I know a couple, I know a black dude, Sean, Jamaican guy. He stayed on 70.
Ball head, Sean?
Yeah. Sean did that stock shit. Sean has a money boy.
He's way yet now.
Oh, way yet now. That's who got Tracy in there.
Sean. I know Sean. Sean is a chick. I just get Sean in the club free.
Yeah. Kind of muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sean was in that stock shit. Hey, Sean didn't work. He did stocks.
I know he did it back then.
Yeah. He did stocks all his life. That man.
I know who would know where Sean at.
Who?
Drake.
Tracy might know. Tracy might know, but yeah, I remember going to his house one day. Nigga house was laid, no kids. I think he did have a kid. I'm not sure. I think he had a daughter or something like that, but she was like with his ex-wife or some shit. Sean was living a life.
I've been watching everything that Robert Kiyosaki put out lately. I've been watching
Robert Kiyosaki.
Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah.
Him.
See, you know how he got his money? Off the book.
Huh?
Off the book.
Ooh.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
They ain't the only place he got his money from.
Where else he got money from?
2008 stock market, gold and silver back in the day, in the early 70s and 60s. He had a rich dad, he had a poor dad. I don't remember how he got two daddies. But the rich dad told him, you don't work for nobody. You own the business and you make people work for you. Poor dad told him, go to school, go to college, invest your money in stocks, get married, don't have a decent life. And he was like, he took both philosophies and kind of, he started off doing what poor dad say, and then the rich dad was like, what the fuck are you doing, son? And then he started doing what the rich dad say, because now he say, you can do anything you want to do, you don't need no money.
Of course.
And I've been watching that shit, How to Become a Billionaire in 60 Days, 90 Days, when they like leave all their money and walk away with $1,000. And then they have to build a business from the ground up. They meet people.
They do it?
Yeah.
Come on, let's see. Yeah. That's the thing, man. Like, it's money to be made.
But look, the thing is with me.
Yeah.
Your mama and Tusa ass need their ass whooped. So y'all are both computer freaks. Always on a computer. But y'all always making a white man money.